Joining us on this Friday morning, we have Matt Bandekolk, who is the Chief Deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Always great to be here.
Yeah. Quite a few things that we have on our list for talking about today. First of all, Green Lake County Fair was last week.
No, it was beginning of August already. It's been a couple, 3 weeks ago already.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been busy in August. It kind of flew by. Started with the fair. We had some other community events even before that. But great time at the fair. Good turnout. We had some really nice weather this year. It wasn't too hot. And so we had the sheriff's office staff and Crime Stoppers there at the fair for the entire fair. And it was great to see the community get out and have conversations with folks and just kind of share what's going on at the sheriff's office and hear their concerns and issues too. And always a great event, the Green Lake County Fair, and didn't disappoint this year, and the weather was fantastic, so it was good.
Now, on the other hand, for the first responder community event, the weather, you had a tornado warning.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was in Princeton this year. Princeton Police Department was the host, and Chief Barnquist got everything set up there in Princeton. And lo and behold, moments before the event was set to start, we started receiving severe weather alerts that actually came all the way to a tornado warning. And I'm sure most of the community remembers that. And so we kind of packed everything up and hunkered down and waited for the storm to pass. And once the storm passed, we got all set back up. And I tell you what, kudos to the community. They really came out even after the storm. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time again. A lot of fun talking with kids, handing out trinkets, and just engaging with the community. Once again, you know, hearing what they had to say about what's going on in our community and getting some real positive feedback, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've brought this up many times on your show, and how often we lose sight of all that positive feedback that we do get. You know, sometimes that vocal minority makes a lot of noise and a lot of hubbub, let's just say, maybe for a politically correct word. And the reality is there's a lot of folks in our community that really support us. The same on the national media scene. You know, we see all kinds of concerns about police and things like that, and a certain narrative that sometimes gets pushed in that realm. And the reality here in Green Lake County is we have a wonderful community that truly supports us, and we've got a great relationship going on there, and we're going to do everything we can to continue that. So these community events really reinforce that. And for some of us, you know, patrol staff, whomever, communications, corrections folks are out at the first responder community event. It was great to get them out there too and really engage with the community. They don't always get to do that. And they're such a critical piece to everything we do, and it's great for them to have that positive experience too. So just important for us, you know, as a staff to recognize that, but also great for the community, I think, to have those opportunities to engage. So thankful for that, that we had that weather clear and that everybody did come out and join us for that. So I think we served over 400, according to Chief Barnquist. So a great event, great turnout.
Mm-hmm. Now, another event that was held, and a lot of law enforcement agencies participate in this, is the Police Lights of Christmas. Now, that was a fundraiser.
Right. Yeah, Police Lights of Christmas does a fundraiser in the summer, and Cops at Culver's is what they call it. So we partnered with Ripon Police Department, and we did that as well last year. And we just get out there and, you know, serve meals, greet people at Culver's, things like that, and just have a presence there. Again, engaging with the community and just having a great time in that regard. All the while raising some funds for Police Lights of Christmas. Those come back to the police agencies and the a manner of gift cards and such, mm-hmm. and those then go out to community members who might be in need, you know, in certain circumstances, maybe a victim of a crime, or maybe somebody that's involved in a car crash and needs a hot meal or something like that. We're going to get those gift cards out to them and make sure that they're taken care of. We had somebody last year, a community member, victim of a fire. They lost a lot of stuff, and That was one specifically I can think of where Police Lights at Christmas really came in big and helped that family out. So a great charity and an honor to be part of that, and always great to partner with Ripon Police Department. Great relationship between the two agencies there, and something, again, that we're going to continue on as long as possible. Good folks at both agencies.
Okay. Moving on. You had an emergency management disaster drill. Was that yesterday?
Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So our emergency management director, Dave Cornelius, along with his deputy, Gary Padol, they set up an emergency management disaster drill. And nature of the drill was a severe weather event in the Green Lake Conference Center. This has been planned for, probably close to a year prior to the event. So there's, different meetings that occur, and they talk about the response and what entities are going to be part of the drill and things like that. And, in some ways it was eerily similar on a much smaller scale as a drill to the Menasha situation. Ooh. So I think with that context, it was very real for a lot of the participants. We had folks from everywhere from, fire departments in Berlin, Green Lake, Alliant Energy, Department of Public Works, the Highway Department, Public Health, County Manager, County Board Chair. All those folks participated in the event, in the drill, and it gave them a real good taste of what those kind of events are like, some good practice. And as with any drill, we have some learning opportunities, and we're going to critique the drill here in the coming weeks. We're going to go over it and see if there's any places where we can improve our response and learn from the activities of the drill. So a big shout out, I guess, to Gary Padol, deputy director, and Dave Cornelius, the emergency management director, for setting up a good event. Also, I got to commend, too, All Saints School participated as well. They were the reunification center for part of the drill. And as such, they had a ton of volunteers. My understanding, I didn't get there personally, but was informed there were a ton of volunteers that participated in the reunification portion, mm-hmm. which is an important piece when it comes to, child-related disasters. Quite often we use that reunification system in the context of an active shooter circumstance. But in this circumstance, it was used, in relation to a severe weather event that displaced campers at the Green Lake Conference Center. So it was a good practice run for them and public health and all their participants as well. So great collaboration amongst all those involved and just a really well-done drill. And again, we're gonna learn from some things there, and we're going to do better going forward. We're going to mm-hmm. continue to practice and make sure that we're ready for the worst of the worst. You got to be prepared for those low probability but high stress situations, right? And those are the ones that you need to be the best trained for. If you can handle those circumstances, your agencies are going to be in the best possible situation.
Well, some students are back at school already. Others are returning next week. I imagine you have maybe some safety tips when it comes to driving and watching out for the school buses and kids.
Yeah, absolutely. School's going to be back in session. For some, it maybe is already, but obviously September 1st is kind of that magic date now in Wisconsin. And, traffic safety-wise, safe routes to school, when you make sure that you've got safe routes for your children to get to school. And then as a motorist on the roadways, being careful in those school zones, paying attention for the school buses. Another thing too, this morning we had some thick fog. This time of year, for whatever reason, well, it's climatology, and I'm sure the meteorologist can tell me more specifically why it happens in the spring and fall, but there's more fog, there's lower visibility circumstances, so just be aware of those circumstances and travel safely and recognize that there's going to be kids going to and from school in the morning and afternoon. it's a change. Summertime is nice, but we get back to the rhythm of the school year and everybody gets back into those routines. And just a reminder to be safe out there and be looking for those school buses and school children to and from school.
Yeah, instant reminder for me this morning on the way to work, and in the other lane there was a school bus stopping at a railroad crossing. Yeah. I don't think they actually had any students on it, but
right,
they yeah. have to do that.
So. Right, required as that type of vehicle is required to stop at all railroad crossings. So yeah, you're going to see that, and it starts with the fare, actually, the beginning yeah. of our talk. you know, once the fair rolls around, it's like, well, we're winding summer down, you know, and it won't be long and school starts. And sure enough, here we are. School starts next week, and everybody will be back at it in that light, and we'll have fall sports. That's already going, right? We've got the football schedule going on and all that. So that's fun, too, right? Fall's fun. And looking forward to that, but going to miss summer as well.
Well, Matt, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure. Great to see you, Bob.
And we've been talking with Matt Van de Kolk, who is the Chief Deputy for the Greenlight County Sheriff's Office.